The young man felt very uneasy. In his mind, he could not understand the hows and whys of what the preacher was saying. But his spirit continually affirmed its truth. His conscience compelled him to make a decision. He wrestled in his mind with the truth of what he had just heard, wanting to justify himself, but knowing all the while that to be truly happy in life, he would have to make some changes for the Lord. The listener knew that this struggle was a test of whether he would trust the Lord and follow the wisdom of God's word, or rely on his own limited knowledge. Finally, he surrendered. It was not easy, but when he made the commitment, it was as if the weight of the world came rolling off his shoulders. As the minister asked for those making decisions to come forward and give public testimony of the Lord's working, the committed young man, still not fully understanding how he would be able to apply the changes God had prompted him to make, stepped forward to the podium. As the young Christian and others waited for their opportunity, the musician assisting at the meetings looked over the fruitful harvest the Lord was giving and thought of how blessed he was to be a part of this work. He was new to the ministry, but the American evangelist felt certain that he was right where the Lord wanted him to be as he led the singing there in Brockton, Massachusetts, that day in 1887. Some of the testimonies were powerful. Many were not